Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Blessed Hope Part 3. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 13 reads, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. It trains us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, as we wait for the happy fulfillment of our hope in the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." I have just read the New English Translation. When Byron accepted the Lord Jesus, he was a drug addict who had been to rehab twice. He didn't believe it was possible for him to overcome his addiction to drugs until he came in contact with the grace of God. After accepting the gospel, he realized that he was now enrolled in God's educational system. Through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit and the ministry of the Word, he was trained to reject all his previous godless ways and to now live a self-controlled godly life. Because he was a medical doctor, he understood the physiological ramifications of his addiction. So he knew that it was the power of God that made it possible for him to be trained out of his addictions into a godly life. Many believers talk a lot about grace, but experience too little of it because they do not realize that grace empowers us to overcome sin through a training or educational process administered by the Holy Spirit and the ministry of the Word. Believers who give very little time to the learning of the Word will experience very little grace in their lives. Today's Bible verses show us that the grace of God trains or teaches us how to reject ungodly ways and fleshly lusts. Grace trains us how to live godly lives in this present world. But you cannot isolate all these from the backdrop of our blessed hope as believers. This hope is the expectation of the glory that will be revealed in us when the Lord appears. This expectation keeps us pure as we await the appearing of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. See 1 John 3:3. Go into today remembering that the grace of God is appropriated in your life through submission to discipleship and learning. Every believer is a disciple. The word disciple means follower, student, or apprentice. Every believer in Christ is a student of grace. Prayer. Lord, please help me know greater measures of your grace daily. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapters 2 to 3. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Proverbs chapters 2 to 3.
My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Wisdom will save you also from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Surely her house leads down to death, and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life. Thus, you will walk in the ways of the just and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Wisdom will save you also from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Surely her house leads down to death, and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life. Thus, you will walk in the ways of the just and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.